In the first two parts of our Title 25 series, we told you about how people detained and treated against their will in a mental health crisis were often unable to get quick access to a psychiatric facility. For those who go through the process once, that's deeply frustrating. For those patients who cycle through again and again, it's devastating. And there are a lot of those patients. At the Wyoming State Hospital, about 1 in 4 will be back more than once this year. Many mental health advocates say in the state that there is one major reason for that, a lack of follow-up care. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
It's 6 p.m. on a weekday, and Jody Glover looks tired. Her 20-year-old son, Aaron, was diagnosed with schizophrenia last year, and since then, Glover says he's been suffering from psychotic episodes.
Literally, he doesn't eat for 3 or 4 days. He's totally vacant, irrational, and also has refused to take medication. So me, as his caretaker, has had to go to extreme measures.
One of those measures was to initiate the Title 25 process for Aaron, which Glover says she did for the first time last year. That meant calling the police, who took him away in handcuffs to the hospital for psychiatric evaluation and treatment. Glover says seeing her son like that was brutal.
I had no choice. It was that or let him die.
And in treatment at the Wyoming Behavioral Institute in Casper, Aaron did get better. But after a few weeks, a judge ordered him released. Glover says that afternoon she got a call from the hospital asking if she was in Casper and could come pick him up. She was at work 4 hours away in Cody, so she said no.
And next thing I know, my son is calling me from his cell phone that they dropped him off at a mission. They gave him a bus token and dropped him off at a mission.
A mission, a homeless shelter.
Like a homeless shelter. I was hysterical.
This is an extreme example of what happens without a comprehensive plan for Title 25 patients after they leave the hospital. The state has little in the way of voluntary outpatient care, which would mean something like making sure Glover's son Aaron had a therapist appointment set up back home in Cody. And Wyoming has almost no court-ordered outpatient treatment. 4 months after Aaron got out of the hospital, he had stopped taking his meds, and Glover had to title him again.
So so I wanted to get to the applicable section of the state statute.
Peggy Trent is trying to break this cycle. Trent is the newly elected attorney for Albany County. But before she got to this basement office, she did Title 25 legal work for Ivinson Memorial Hospital in Laramie. There she started to notice something about Title 25 patients.
My experience is that a majority of the cases were individuals that had been previously patients of the hospital.
Trent says each time these patients showed up, they were in a new crisis.
But they would be coming back through with the same mental illnesses and underlying substance abuse.
Now, as county attorney, Trent is working on a pilot project that would assign everybody who is titled in Albany County a case manager. For Glover's son Aaron, that means he would have gotten a lot more than just a bus token.
The case manager goes to the patients, meets with them, identifies, you know, are they taking their medicine? How frequently are they doing it? Are they following through? Right. And they're having that dialogue.
But Trent says to really solve this problem for people like Aaron, who continually refuse treatment, state law would need to change to allow court-ordered outpatient care. That's where a court could order someone to see a therapist or take their meds. It's controversial in Wyoming and across the country. But in the last few decades, it's been picking up steam. And the poster child for its success is a place pretty similar to Wyoming, Nevada County, California.
Nevada County is a rural county of about 100,000 people. It's a pretty conservative county.
Michael Hegarty is with Nevada County's Department of Health. 15 years ago, Nevada County's situation was pretty similar to where Wyoming is now. The county could detain someone for mental health treatment if they were a danger to themselves or others, but couldn't force them to get outpatient care. That's how it was. Until something terrible happened there in 2001.
A mentally ill patient, name was Scott Thorpe, walked into our main mental health clinic with a semi-automatic pistol, shot and killed 2 people. One of the people he killed was Laura Wilcox. That's how we ended up naming this Laura's Law.
That law, passed in 2003, gave Nevada County the authority to order a patient to continue with medication and psychiatric treatment. It can only be used in extreme cases, like when someone has a history of violence, like Scott Thorpe, or they've been cycling in and out of the system, like Jody Glover's son Aaron. Nevada County started fully funding the program in 2008, and since then, Michael Hegarty says it's been a huge success.
We've been able to reduce the amount of time spent in hospitals by 43%, For jail days, a 52% reduction, and for homelessness, a 54% reduction.
And while the price tag for Laura's Law was more than Nevada County's old program at first, Hegarty says it's now saving the county money by keeping people out of expensive hospital beds.
Sorry.
Back in Cody, Jody Glover's having a tough time talking about the future for her son, Aaron.
I'm feeling very hopeless. I'm very scared. And I don't know what the future holds for him or I.
There may be some hope on the horizon. Wyoming is working to develop a court-ordered outpatient treatment program for Title 25 patients in at least one county. But without statewide changes, Glover says she won't sleep easy. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.